Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
Welcome back once again. Time to rock and roll with your old friends, the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by Chris Sinzak, and today we are here to rock and freaking roll.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've sat back, just the two of us, no guests, and spun some songs. And one of our favorite themes that we haven't done in a while is the fresh blood, so we can play some newer bands for you.
Right, yeah, because, you know, when we're having that conversation, I know when I have the conversation with people, you know, what is Decibel Geek all about? I'm proud of the fact that we celebrate the legends, you know, of rock music and the giants and the epic bands, you know, that we shine a light on every week all the time. But it's also important to me to let people know that we also like to feature new bands that are young bands that are coming out nowadays that have these same sensibilities and the same kind of drive, the same kind of spirit, rock that we love here at Decibel Geek Podcast. And today, with Fresh Blood, we're giving you a whole bunch of new favorite bands.
Because rock's not dead.
That's right.
It's hiding. Oh, wait, I'm stealing someone else's tagline. I owe Cobras and Fire $5. Sorry.
Put it on the crowdfunder.
Yes.
Speaking of which.
Let's go ahead and shill.
Yeah, man. There's been lots of rumblings online, and, you know, you're checking your phone every 5 minutes. And
I am.
It's become a reality. Something that Chris said to me like a month ago was like, yeah, I kind of had this idea. And it went from that to all of a sudden, guess what? This is actually happening.
Well, thanks to people like you guys that have already donated and those of you that hopefully will in the future, it can become a reality. And I first have to tip my hat to BJ from Rock and or Roll Podcast, because he's definitely helped spur this idea on, and he's helped me a lot with this. So it's a team effort. But the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo, we're working on building the very first one. We secured a venue today.
Yeah,
we raised enough through the GoFundMe account to I think last time I checked, we were $70 shy of the total cost of the venue, but the down payment's already been met.
Nice.
And within $70, we'll have the venue paid for, and that was all done through the support of the listeners from each show, and on just the idea of, let's get these guys a venue, and then we can actually launch into the fun part, which we're about to do, which there's going to be a lot of cool perks and admission and to the next crowdfunding thing. It's going to be way more substantial financially, but there's going to be some serious bang for your buck. Like, every show is going to offer some really killer packages. And I mean, I'm talking not just a cool t-shirt, which Decibel Geek t-shirts will definitely be in play, but I'm talking autographed items, some really, really cool stuff.
Polaroids of Ian and Ralph's packages.
No, we don't want people to take their money back.
Oh.
But no, Ian and Ralph from Rock and Metal Combat. Let me go ahead and publicly thank you guys. You guys have really waved the flag. For early on, for, you know, generating support among the listeners or threatening their listeners, I appreciate it. They're threatening to go on strike if the goal isn't met. So I don't know if we're going to go to that extreme, but maybe we will. Who knows? You guys need to support it. But there will be links in the show notes, and obviously just go to GoFundMe and look up Nashville Rock and Pod Expo.
Right. We're going to do everything we can do to make sure you guys can be here with us to enjoy this.
Yeah,
and this could become not just an annual thing that we do here in Nashville, but maybe it's something we could bring a little closer to your hometowns, you know. But in the meantime, for this very first one, to make it a success, we would love to see you come to Nashville.
Definitely.
And not just support Decibel Geek, but support all these different shows that are being involved in it. And there's going to be vendors there selling music, CDs, albums, all kinds of cool stuff, collectibles. There's going to be some famous names there signing autographs. All these details are coming real soon because, like Chris said, we're about to hit the goal on the venue.
Yeah.
And then the roof comes off.
Yeah, the venue goal has been reached within two days.
I guess once the roof has been put on, then we will blow it off.
We will blow it off. But yeah, within 2 days, the venue cost is almost completely taken care of.
That's amazing.
Just incredible. I know that tells me that there's support from you guys. So do us proud, Decibel Geeks, and give until it hurts, because it's going to feel good when the event actually happens.
And, yeah.
It's going to be a kick-ass party, I guarantee
you. Especially if you can be here to be a part of it with us. So
we want all of you here.
Stay tuned for all that. Speaking of people that support us, man, I'm looking right now on my notes, and I see it right there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars twinkling at me. That tells me we've got an iTunes review. Oh. It's entitled, "I'm Glad I Found Chris and Aaron's Podcast." It comes to us from Chaz Palmer, and this is what it says. "They have turned me on to so many bands that I didn't even know existed. I can't even count the number, but my favorite may be The Albums Unleashed. Just awesome work, guys. Keep it up." That's it right there. Short, sweet, to the point. Tells it like it is. Five stars. Yeah. We like it.
He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So yeah, and we just had Albums Unleashed last week, and
this week we're turning you on to a bunch of brand new bands again. So there you go. Yeah. Prophecy, it's fulfilling itself.
And you may enjoy next week.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you like Albums Unleashed, you're definitely going to love next week.
Yeah.
So, I guess we keep things rolling along.
Yes.
There's a lot of love I'm feeling right now, you know, from the people that are supporting us with the Rock and Pod Expo, and the people that are leaving us these 5-star iTunes reviews. Mm-hmm. But we definitely can't forget our honorary ones.
Yeah.
The people that got our backs all the time. The people that really, especially, and I'm one of them, enjoyed your conversation with Rick Fox last week over the Steeler album. That was freaking awesome.
It was cool. And I think I remember one person commenting, because we did the intro and the break also in the car, and saying something like, carpool Decibel Geek should be required or something like that. Should record it in a car every week.
Well, if you're a VIP, you probably enjoyed one of them last episodes of the Chris and Aaron that went up, because that was in the car on the way back from Ricky Rocket.
That's true. A lot of fun. So yeah, the Geeks of the Week, these are the people that share on Facebook and retweet on Twitter. Last week's episode with Rick Fox. Geeks of the Week this week are Christina Green, figure painter Ian Wadley from Rock and Metal Combat, Anthony Britt, Aaron Baker, Cal Hens, Joe Royland, Sit and Spin with Joe, Matt Ashcraft, Ryan Regal, Mike Grabowski, Shane Abear, Derek Laba, Joe Lescon, Andrew Kiss, Sherry Ferguson, Spicoli, Cobras and Fire Rock Podcast, Rob Webb, Derek Novak, Hairband Heaven, Joseph Capone, John Phillips, The Riff of the Day, Gino Ames, Justin Melrock, Rock and Ron Runyon, David Glenn, Otto Erlen Gregerson, Brent Tibbetts, Hoops, Tony Mann, Mike Stewart, Ty Cunningham, Brad Schick, Joshua Toomey from the Talk Toomey Podcast, Mikhail Burrell, Brent Walter, Greg McGlone, Andrew Jacobs, Dave Koska, Aaron Baker, Joel Hebensberger, Trevor McDougal, Brian Knapp, Daniel Lee, Joe Becht, White Polar Bear Mount, USWA. United States Wrestling Association.
That's awesome.
Tom Smoke, SNJM Session Podcast, Eric Moore, Doug the Devil, Rick Friel, Ernesto Aguiar, Christopher Stokes, Jeff Mendenhall, Sean Franklin, Graham Spark, James McElhenney, Rocket Doggy, and the Mooger Fooger.
Nice.
All right.
Killing them. You're killing them over there. It's good. What a way. But if you had to choose a way to go, it would be reading so many Geeks of the Week that it just asphyxiated you.
If I didn't quit smoking years ago, I'd be dead by now.
That's why you do it and I don't.
I know.
That's awesome, man. We thank you guys so much. You know, these guys are Geeks of the Week. You know, it's very cool. You know, it means a lot to us to be able to read your names every single week at the beginning of the show, because you are the ones that support us every single week. You're helping us get the word out on the streets about Decibel Geek. You're doing the world a service by turning them on to this show. And and the whole world thanks you for it.
Yes.
All right.
On behalf of the whole world.
On behalf of the whole world. We speak for them all.
All right.
So Who speaks for this planet?
Yeah.
We do.
All right. We ready for Fresh Blood Volume 5?
Volume 5. Nice. It's about time we got back around to this. It's time to turn our world onto some brand new rock and roll.
You care if I go first?
No, man. Go for it.
I want to start off with a kind of chill, bluesy rock number. And I think this is a cool song. And I just said number. What am I, 60? Yeah,
what am I? I should be over here tapping my toe and doing,
I know,
snapping my fingers.
Dean, give me a drink. A band called Inglourious, and they were formed in 2014 in the UK, fronted by Nathan James, who's also sang with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, as well as Uli John Roth.
Right on.
Quite a resume. As you'll hear, this band was inspired by Deep Purple, Zeppelin, Aerosmith, and in my opinion, most importantly, Bad Company, because you'll really hear that. This is and recommended by listener Jason Kearney and a cast of thousands. I had so many people recommend this band for this episode. This is Inglorious with Holy Water.
Reminds me of like some old Whitesnake, like before they came to America. Whitesnake,
pre-Tawny Whitesnake,
pre-Tawny. The way I like the Whitesnake.
I don't know. I like post-Tawny Whitesnake pretty good too.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But But it's good to know that rock and roll is still alive in 2017, and we're proving it today. I've got one for you. I like that a lot, man. Is there anything else about them we should know?
That's what I have. All right. Point out that I don't have much.
I didn't know if I was cutting you off or not.
No, no.
I was like, okay, cool.
I got you.
All right.
Well, not a lot of Googling on my part this week.
Oh, VIP. Dang, snap.
Yeah.
You know what? This band, it's kind of tough to call them fresh blood. I checked it out. I liked it. It had kind of a whole Runaways vibe to it. Mm-hmm. But they've been slugging it out since 2011. But they're first now kind of starting to get on the radar a little bit, I guess. They were formed by sisters Jennifer and Jessica Clavin on guitars and vocals, with Michaela Grace on bass. Ugh. And Nick Pilot flying the drum kit. They actually released two albums already, and they have a handful of EPs, but, you know, like I said, they're pretty underground. I heard of them for the first time yesterday off their brand spanking new EP called Can You Deal? I was a little iffy on this one.
Yeah.
A little iffy on it. I know you heard a little bit of it earlier, but then I heard the lyric about Sabbath, and I knew I had to play it. So here it is. This is a band called Bleached and a tune called Can You Deal?
Yell, I'm really feeling cheated. Feeling
hard time wrapping my mind around a room full of hot chicks sitting around listening to Sabbath.
I don't have a hard time wrapping my mind around that.
Yeah, no, it appeals to me. It definitely appeals to me, you know. This band, they're Road Warriors. I mean, if you live anywhere in the United States, they are playing somewhere near you between now and July. That's no joke. Anywhere in the continental United States, they're within driving distance.
Hawk and Animal are in the band? Oh, you said Road Warriors.
Oh, they're not the Road Warriors.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
They are Road Warriors.
The whole USWA thing's got me on a wrestling tangent. Sorry. It's thrown me off.
That's awesome. Check it out for yourself, hellobleached.com. And you know what? Go see them live.
Pretty creative pick on your part.
Yeah. I just, you know, like I said, I wasn't really sure. But then they had that line in there about hot chicks listening to Sabbath. And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right, so for my next one, this is a band, and I've been wanting to play them on the show for a while. And a listener, the singer, David Hope, is a listener to the show. So, David, how you doing?
What up?
Thought I'd play your band, because you sent me the electronic press kit, and I really dug it.
Right
and,
on.
Fresh Blood episode coming up. Makes sense.
Sometimes we need help with Fresh Blood, so if you got a band and it's fresh and it rocks, send it on.
Although we get a lot of stuff, but
send it on.
Yeah, please send it on. I will listen to it eventually. And but yeah, David, thanks for sending this on, because it's an 8-song EP. The band's called Apocalyptic Lovers, and
I've been hearing about this.
Yeah, and they were reviewed on the website too, and they had a good review on there. Yeah. And David's a swell guy, and was he loves the show, and I was just like, I'll check this out. And the 8-song EP Redemption Volume 1 that was released on April 16th of last year was mixed by a guy named Michael Wagner.
Oh.
I've heard of him.
I've heard of his work.
That's right. And not only that, getting cool points for that, but the songs are really good too, as you're going to hear now. This is Apocalyptic Lovers with Left in the Cold.
I wasn't there.
Grass.
Yeah, that's a really solid track, and the all 8 songs on that EP are good. You'd be linking the show notes to buy it.
That's awesome. What's going on with you today?
What do you mean?
Well, earlier in the show, you're talking about calling songs numbers, and now you're calling David a swell guy.
I know. Was it like
you're
I've
acting
been
weird today?
Been possessed by some dandy from the 30s or something. I don't know.
Some dandy.
Now, if I say 32 skidoo, then you need to throw me
out. Yeah, that's
here.
It. That's something's the end wrong of the line. Awesome.
Go away, son. You bother me. Sorry, guys.
All right. Here's another one for you. Again, file this one under new to me because they're right up the road from us in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm talking about White Reaper. Some people might already know about this, but I can tell you this. Now, the fine folks of Louisville have 4 things to be proud of.
What's that?
Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. James Kotak, White Reaper, and Metal Mike G.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah,
co-host,
man.
Co-host of the Talk To Me podcast.
I feel like I'm about to introduce you to something you're really going to dig, Chris.
All right.
I think this is going to be right up your alley here. From the brand new album, it's not even out yet. It's coming out on April 7th. You can get a sneak preview of it right here. This is the band. They're called White Reaper, and they are claiming to be the world's best American band.
Thank you.
cool. I like that. Yeah.
I figured you would.
That grooves pretty well.
You can pre-order that one right now, or you can wait till April 7th. Either way, like we always say here at Decibel Geek, support new rock and roll.
Yep.
These guys, they are the single only band on the Bonnaroo roster that I would even be remotely interested in seeing.
Yeah, we should talk about that for a minute. God, the Bonnaroo roster is awful this year.
Everybody sucks except for White Reaper.
Who's headlining?
What's going to happen
U2
when...
U2 headlining?
Yeah. I think, U2's headlining.
But I don't want to sit through 100 bands. I hate to hear them.
But what's going to happen when White Reaper shows up and just blows freaking the doors off of everybody else at the whole festival for the whole weekend?
Well, you gotta look at the crowd.
They're gonna be blown away.
I hope so. But Bonnaroo, man, I steer clear of Bonnaroo every year.
Yeah, Bonnaroo sucks.
No desire to go to Bonnaroo. Never.
No.
The year that Metallica and Alice Cooper were there, I almost
went,
but I was like, I can't do it.
And that was the year Metallica played the Secret Show in Nashville.
Don't remind me.
Well, yeah, we've heard that story
before. I could have been there.
That sucks. It's famous now.
Yeah. But White Reaper, you know, that all your bands are brand new to me. So
yours too.
That's interesting.
That's the name of the game here. I like it when I bring my picks and you say, I've not heard of not one of these bands.
Yeah.
And then you throw your list at me and I say, awesome, because I haven't heard of any of yours either. So this is good. This is the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah. And so for my next one, and that's a pretty fresh pick because the album isn't even out yet.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
How about one where the album basically just got mastered last week?
Oh, one up in me there, huh? Nice. Well, so I got an album that's not even out yet, and you're like, this one's still warm.
Very warm. And this is a local band from Nashville here, and they're called Killing Grace. And Chad, the bass player, and Matthew, the singer, I know they both listen to the show pretty regularly, so hey, guys, and thanks for sending this track my way. This was mastered by a guy named Michael Wagner.
Oh, nice.
I think I've heard of him.
So you got it right out of Michael Wagner's oven.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, they announced it on Facebook that it had been mastered, and then I just messaged Chad. I'm like, about to do a Fresh Blood show. Do you want us to play a song? And he's like, yeah, here it is. So
perfect timing.
Killing Grace, formed here in Nashville, influenced more by the modern rock scene, kind of bands like Godsmack, Avenged Sevenfold, Trivium, stuff like that. They've really made a name for themselves around here, and they also won an online poll on the Decibel Geek Facebook page for Best New Artist. And yeah, their fans just came out in droves to vote for them. I came up here in Nashville, and I've played in bands in Nashville, so I know exactly how difficult it is to get any kind of following in this town in the rock genre.
Right.
And the fact that these guys have pulled off is pretty impressive. I'm really happy
for them. There's
something
good there then, obviously.
Their new album, Speak With a Fist, was just mastered by Michael, and they sent me this track to share with you guys. This is Living Like a Suicide by Killing Grace.
living like a suicide. I'm living like a suicide.
Back into turning you guys on to all kinds of new kick-ass rock and roll. I want to let you know right now over at HK Collectibles Inc., there's all kinds of cool stuff for you once again. Do you know what you need in your life?
What?
This is what something that I think everybody needs in their life. Like when you walk into a room and there's darkness,
yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
You know, it's not right. But you know, you say, I'm scared of the dark, or I don't like it in the dark. What do you need? What does everybody need? You need to reach over and have the comfort and the power of your very own Jimi Hendrix light switch plate.
That sounds good to me.
You turn that sucker on, the light comes on, mm-hmm. Fear is gone.
Yeah.
The confidence and power of Jimi Hendrix lives within your finger. When you have a light switch plate from HK Collectibles, Inc.
And, right if, you, and if you use a purple light bulb, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Purple haze.
Oh, yeah. I'm liking where this is going. It's over at HK Collectibles, Inc. right now.
Yeah, you can really
also,
get that.
Also, no, that's no joke. It's really there. Also, he's got a Coney Hatch self-titled first album.
Some Canadian rock.
That's hard to find, and Coney Hatch is freaking awesome. If you don't know about that band, do yourself a favor, check out Coney Hatch. I'm telling you, they rule. He's also got a ticket from a New York appearance by Aerosmith in 1976 on the Rocks Tour. Put that bad boy in a frame and give it to your favorite Aerosmith fan. They'll love you forever. All that and tons more. Just head on over to DecibelGeek.com. Click on the HK Collectibles Inc. banner and do your shopping. What's the name of the game when it's the Fresh Blood episode? Well, it's us turning you on to new rock and roll. And the idea behind that is that we want you to support these artists. Every band we've played so far today, they're young, up-and-coming rock bands. They need to survive and they need to flourish. And to be able to do that, they need us to support them. So when they're coming to your town, buy a ticket. When you're doing your shopping online on Amazon, look up these bands. And while you're doing your shopping on Amazon, there's only one way to do it the way you want it. And it's by going to decibelgeek.com. Oh, it's great.
I like
you're going
to
love it.
That.
You're going to love it. You're going to see that HK Collectibles Inc. banner right next to It's Ours. You click on that. It takes you right to Amazon. Boom, you're at Amazon. It looks just like it always does because it's the same. Everything you buy while you're doing your shopping, you get done, you pay for it, you pay the price you intended to pay for it, not a penny more. And then Amazon, once they get their action, they cut a little slice of it off. Kick it on over to your boys, Decibel Geek Podcast. It helps us out a ton because it all adds up. Our little finder's fee because we're sending you to Amazon. It all adds up. It helps us out a lot. And also, the coolest part, we get the list.
Yeah, we get to snoop on what you buy.
It's awesome.
We don't get your name or anything. So buy whatever disgusting thing you want and we'll get a list of it, but your name won't be attached.
You've never been satisfied enough.
No.
This. Like for
we don't
years
have enough
now.
Perverted listeners. Come on, guys. Step
for
up your
years,
game.
For years, Chris has been waiting for something dirty,
I'm waiting for
nasty.
Some, like a double-ended dildo or something to get bought, but it just never happens.
It never happens.
No. You guys go through Adam and Eve or some shit.
You're better off. Somebody's probably going to buy a double-neck guitar before you see that on there.
Well, yeah.
I personally hope.
But no, some interesting purchases this week on Amazon, including iPod phone cases. Three of them were bought. Pokemon character snapback hat was bought.
That's metal.
Yeah. A Cotton Army Cadet Castro hat was purchased.
Okay, some Rage Against the Machine fans out there, huh?
A backpack for a laptop and charger was bought. A DVD Homeland Season 5 was purchased. I watch that show. I love it. The Party Animal, it's a movie from the 80s, was bought.
Cool.
Digital music, Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell Remastered was
bought.
Yes,
a must own.
Gotta have that. Motley Crue, Legendary FM Broadcast, Perkins Palace, Pasadena, November 19th, 1982
was
bought.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
I didn't either. Perkins Palace mentioned a lot in the Rick Fox episode last week.
Oh, yeah.
Motley Crue, Theater of Pain was bought.
Another must have.
Missing Persons, Windows and Noticeable one was bought. Oh, Dale Bozzio.
Okay.
You never used to listen to any Missing Persons?
No. That's something I never got into.
The singer had like the multicolored hair. You don't remember them?
That's not the...
More of a new wave pop band.
I don't know that. I just don't.
Okay. Physical music, Ty Kettos' Don't Come Easy was purchased. That's a great album. And then finishing it out this week, Alice Cooper, the studio albums, 1969 to 83. That's a 15 CD box set was bought.
Holy moly. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you for buying that through our link. Big or small, man, we love it all because it all adds up and it all helps us out. We appreciate you guys doing your shopping through our Amazon link at decibelgeek.com. Of course, while you're at decibelgeek.com, check out all the amazing articles and concert footage and concert photographs and all kinds. I mean, it never ends at decibelgeek.com as far as our writers out there all around the country, all around the world, bringing back the news of rock and roll, and that's where they're putting it at.
Yep.
For you to enjoy.
A lot of great stuff.
Do it, do it, do it.
All right, so we got to get back into some music.
Okay, so is it my turn now?
It's your turn.
Okay. Oh, you're gonna find this interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're going to love it.
All right.
But you're going to find it interesting. All right, this band has been together since 2013, but they just released their first EP called Temper late last year. They hail from the mean streets of Los Angeles, California, slugging it out in places like the Key Club and the Troubadour. I like that.
Cool.
Makes me feel like they came up right.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear that, these bands nowadays, and they're still playing at places like that, it's like, yeah, there's something special about that.
Mm-hmm.
They were discovered by John, Varvatos?
Varvatos. Yeah, he's a fashion designer.
I was going to say, do you know who that is?
Yeah, Kiss did a show at one of his stores. They were wearing the suits and the Dress to Kill thing, and Cheap Trick did it the year before. He's a big classic rock fan.
And the inventor of boxer briefs.
I didn't know that.
Hats off to you, sir. My preferred mode of transportation.
Same here. Nobody needed to know that, but same here. Enjoy the visual.
So this guy, he flies him out to New York City to play for the executives at Republic Records, who dig him so much they want to sign him, like, right away. I had no idea that this kind of stuff still happened anymore. Like, bands are getting flying out and
not
playing
much
in front of record executives.
Well,
and
if you're a rich fashion designer, you can afford it, I guess.
I guess so, man. It just sounds like something that happened in the 80s, but just doesn't happen anymore. From there, they record their EP, and they head out to tour with Billy Talent. You guys know about Billy Talent. We talked about them before. They get some major recognition from Guitar World magazine, so that's something for sure, and also Apple Music. Their single, Animal, makes it to number 31 on the U.S. mainstream rock charts. I don't know what the hell that means anymore. But, you know, all in all, it's a great story, but the question remains, does the music match up to the hype? And I think it does, so I'm going to let you guys judge for yourself. So, from Temper, just came out late last year. This is a band called Bad Flower, and the song's called Let the Band Play.
I heard she's been giving herself to a man that she doesn't know. And his chest like a bulletproof vest on heart, never let it show. She asked the man as she reached for his hand why he liked living so alone. He put his finger to his lips like this and he turned up the radio and let the band play. The boys who were chasing tail. Like some diva, some so nice to meet you, he could swallow her like a pill. She couldn't think too pretty in pink, so he locked her up in a jail. She learned quick, no acting like this, how'd you get like this? Why'd you listen what the man say? So let him drive you wild.
go. Bad Flower.
Interesting.
It's interesting.
I don't
it's got like a, it rocks. It definitely rocks. The singer's definitely got like an R&B kind of vibe to what he's doing in spots where he's singing. It's almost got a little bit of like Kid Rock kind of flavor to it a little bit.
Yeah,
sort
I can
of.
See that. It's a bit of a hybrid.
But it's really hard to pin down exactly what it is because I hear different things in it. Like one minute I'm going, oh shit, man, this sounds like Uncle Cracker. But then like two seconds later I'm going, wait a minute, no, this is totally different than that. You know, it's, I don't know. It's interesting for sure. This summer you can catch him at Rocklahoma, the Carolina Rebellion, Rock on the Range, and Northern Invasion. So get out there, check out Bad Flower, and tell them Decibel Geek sent you.
Cool, that's pretty interesting. So, all right. I've been excited to play this next one for you.
Yeah.
And as far as information goes, I don't have a lot because there's not exactly a lot out there.
I really like the name.
The band's called Classic 78.
And spelled with a K?
Two Ks. And
perfect.
This has been the talk of Kiss message boards everywhere recently, and I think Matt Porter from the Kiss Room had one of the members on. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but all I know is that it's a digital album that's written and recorded by a few Kiss fans as a tribute to the iconic musical style and influence of 70s Kiss.
Okay.
So
sounds good so far.
Listen to this, because you're about to go back in time. This is Classic 78 with Rock and Roll You.
Rock and roll, yeah.
Holy shit.
Gene Simmons, age 27, for some reason, came into the future.
That's freaking awesome. I mean, how could you, what's not to love about that?
Oh, I love everything about that. And the whole, and every song on that album, or the EP, sounds just like old Kiss.
So is there an Ace and a Peter and a Paul in the band,
I don't think there was a Peter-type guy, but there's an Ace guy, and then the Paul guy sounds just like Paul, too.
Wow.
If they do a Kiss 2.0, this is your band.
Yeah, that sounds really good, because it sounds like something. See, this is, I'm glad it's coming out in 2017 instead of, like, 1997, because this would be one of those bands where you'd sit up all night on the freaking dial-up downloading a song illegally, thinking it's some Kiss song you never heard before, and you'd get something, you'd get this.
That's a great point.
So
like,
I'm sure glad it's coming out now. Instead of then,
Because if this came out like in the mass bootleg days, oh my god, how many CDs would be passed off with this as Lost Kiss demos? Because it's it's that damn convincing
and it's believable.
Oh,
like,
completely,
you would believe it. You'd hear this and be like, holy shit, this is a Kiss song I've never heard before.
It sounds like a song that was left off Rock and Roll Over.
It'd be a lot less of a letdown than the time I like sat for hours waiting for an Ace Frehley song I never heard before to download, only to find out it was some bullshit.
Yeah.
I used to hate that so bad.
You know who was doing that most of the time? Record companies.
Yeah.
They were putting seeds up with it not the right way. Yeah, to make it unreliable so people wouldn't fool with it. Didn't work.
But, those bastards.
Yeah. It's like we could adapt to this and go with the technology, or we could try to just, you know, gum up the works for people. It's like, okay, we'll just be counterproductive and not do anything about it.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the way it is. But at least now we have Classic 78.
But yeah, there'll be a link to the iTunes. You got to buy it on iTunes, but there'll be a link to that on the show notes, because I know some of you guys are going to go buy that, because that is pretty badass.
That's super badass. I want to hear the rest of it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, I got another one for you. Check it out. I would just, if nothing else, even if this band was awful, I'd still want to say their name. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm about to introduce you to a band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
All right.
How can this not rock?
No drugs involved in that name, I'm sure.
They're not technically new. They've been around since 2010, but they're from Australia, and nobody around the rest of the world's ever heard of them.
I've never heard of them.
Till now.
Yeah.
So, fresh blood it is. And, you know, I love to say their name. So, in their homeland, they're known for their experimental late 60s vibe of psychedelic rock, high-energy live performances, and their propensity of creating and releasing a lot of new music, like, all the time. Like, 9 albums since 2012.
Wow. Damn, that's a lot of output.
Including Flying Microtonal Banana, released on February 24th, just a couple of weeks ago. And it was recorded using only microtonal instruments. Do you know what that means?
I want to think I do, but I don't.
Definition. Microtonal music can refer to any music containing microtones. Therefore, it is important to comprehend what a microtone is. The words microtone and microtonal were coined in 1912 by M.M. Mann in order to avoid confusion with the quarter tone when speaking of the structure of Indian music. Prior to this term, quarter tone was used, confusingly, not only for the interval actuality half of the size of a semitone, but also for all intervals considerably smaller than a semitone. Confused?
My head hurts.
Maybe this will help. From their latest release, Flying Microtonal Banana, this is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Nuclear Fusion.
We'll be right back.
far out.
That's exactly the way you should put that.
Far out, man.
Far out.
Flying Microtonal Banana. You know, it's the first of five albums to be released by this band in 2017.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Each one is going to be a different experimentation, as this one was with Microtonality. And yeah, should be interesting. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, baby.
That may be the strangest thing we've ever played on the show.
It's the future of rock and roll.
Is it really?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I like to think classic 78 is.
Oh, God, I hope so. We should all be so lucky. That would be amazing.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
All right, well, after today, no one can say Aaron Camaro doesn't take any chances with his song picks.
That's true.
There's some really adventurous stuff this
Somebody ever
time.
Says that to me, you know what I'm going to say to them? King Gizzard King and the Lizard Wizard, okay. Motherfucker.
I was about to say King Lizard and the Gizzard Wizard.
Yeah, see?
Just doesn't have the same flow. It doesn't roll off the tongue like Savage Animal.
Right.
All right. All right, so I got one more.
But what does?
Yeah, nothing. All right, so with my last one, I got to thank the good guy, Wally Norton, who writes for the website and is now half of the upcoming podcast, Canadian Drink. Has it Canadian Geeks with Beer Chatting Metal?
I think you got it.
I got it right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's almost as hard as building a local music scene with a worldwide audience.
Wow, but yeah. You got that too, man. You're on a roll.
That's just because I created that one. But
and then tried to force me to say it over and over again. Yeah,
after a few weeks, we're like, it's just too long. Forget it. But no, Wally has been doing some cool writing on the website, and he turned me on to this band, which I never would have found otherwise. The band's called Electric Guitars.
Okay.
Can't get any more basic than that. But they're formed by two Danish guitar virtuosos, Soren Andersen and Mika Vanborg. And I'd never heard of this album before, but man, is it produced well, and the playing on it is pretty spectacular. And this song just sounds like a monster. This is Electric Guitars with a song called Swagman.
Thank you.
electric guitars.
It's a groovy song.
I like that. It's like truth in advertising.
It is.
In 2017, there's still something you can count on, truth in advertising, with this band, Electric Guitars.
I was going to change the name of our show to Music Podcast.
Music Podcast. Yeah, I like it.
It's real exciting.
It's got a ring to it. Well, electric guitar sounds cooler. You know? It's definitely. Well,
when I saw the name, I was kind of like, really? And then I listened to it. I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool. I dig it. All right, man. I got one more to go before we wrap it up today. But before we get out of here, I just want to say thanks to everybody that's been helping us out. You know, our VIPs just got bombarded with like three episodes of the Chris and Aaron Show back to back.
On the subject of VIPs and also on the Nashville Rock and Pod Expo we're doing. Because this guy deserves it. A guy named Henning Mielke from Germany.
Yeah.
This guy just, he's been listening to the show for 2 years apparently because I messaged him, but he just came out of nowhere this last week and has blown us away. First, he signs up as a $100 VIP to host a Radio Sucks show.
Right, yeah.
Which that enough is my hats off to you. Thank you so much.
So he's in Germany?
He's in Germany.
That's awesome.
And then we launched the crowdfunding thing for the Rock and Pod Expo. And he throws $100 at that.
Wow.
And then I send him a message and I'm like, wow, thanks so much, man. And he's like, oh, no problem. I'm happy to help. And he's like, I can throw more at it if needed. And then a few hours later, he threw 50 more into it.
Wow.
And I sent him about like, dude, we're not worthy of this because I was starting to feel bad about it. And then he responded. He goes, you guys are more than worthy. I'm just happy to. I just hope it happens. And if it does happen, I'm going to do my best to come to it.
Oh, nice.
So like, wow, man.
I was going to say a guy from Germany that ain't going to be able to come, but if you, that would be awesome.
He said he's going to plan to come. So I know you're listening. You have to be listening after what you've done for us.
Yeah.
As I said on Facebook, man, thank you so much. And I'm actually going to talk to Aaron off mic when we get done recording because we've got a couple of possible recording dates with you for April that we're going to try to set up.
Right on.
But hats off to you, man. Thanks.
Very cool. And that goes to everybody that helps us out, whether you're leaving us the iTunes reviews, whether you're being a geek of the week, whether you're just even going and liking the Facebook page or going to decibelgeek.com and, you know, showing love for our rock and roll journalists. Yeah. You know, we got a ton of them and they're amazing, you know, and they do great work and they deserve the recognition. You know, whether you're a VIP, whether you're donating to the Rock and Pod Expo, you know, all the things that you guys do to help us out, we're so grateful for it, you know, and it makes us feel good. It makes us want to come in here into this awesome studio and record these fun shows for you guys every single week. We do our homework, you know, and we do Google some things and try to put together some information for you. But you know what? It's for you guys. You know, it's the work that's well worthwhile for us because we know you guys are out there loving it and enjoying it and bringing the love back to us. And this is our way to put it back to you. Yeah. And let's just keep this going, man. It's all rock and roll. We all love it and we're all having fun. And that's what it's all about. So,
all right, you got a top wizard, gizzard, lizard, whatever it was you played.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's possible.
That was the highlight.
Okay, well, how about this?
All right.
Speaking of Germany, can I interest you in what's being called Germany's most real rock and roll band?
Sure.
I bet I can. How about if I tell you they're openly influenced by bands like Kiss, Motorhead, The Ramones, Motley Crue, and Skid Row?
I can deal with that.
You along with me so far?
Yeah.
All right. How about if I tell you they've shared stages in Deutschland with hardcore superstar Sebastian Bach, Loudness, Doro, and Wasp?
Wow. That's quite a resume.
All right. I think you're with me. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a great way to end this show because this is really good.
Is this macrotonal?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. That only happens once every 7 years.
Gotcha.
So that was that. When it comes to rock, man, this three-piece band, they live it, they look it, they play it. The new album, Die for Rock and Roll, has got some great songs on it. It's not even out yet, but it's going to be out in just a couple of weeks. I can't think of a better way to end the show this week. You guys are going to dig this one a lot. I just know it. It's a band called Double Crush Syndrome.
Cool.
And a tune called On Top of Mount Whateverest. That's your fresh blood for this week. We'll see you next.
See ya.
Thank you. Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.